This time, through KMBC's own transcribing facilities, it is our pleasure to present the Honorable Harry S. Truman, United States Senator from Missouri, and a member of the important Senate Committee on Military Affairs and chairman of the Special Committee investigating the war effort. Senator Truman is spending a few days in Kansas City inspecting war production plants here and visiting with friends. And speaking of friends, I had the occasion to be in the Federal Building yesterday afternoon where the senator has his offices and noticed a large crowd, well, larger than usual, I think. Guard up there explained that Senator Truman is in town. About how many people have you seen since you've been here, Senator?
Oh, 200 or 300, I'd say.
Really keeping you busy, then.
They sure are.
I wonder if you couldn't tell us a little something about your ideas on the war effort and how things look to you.
Well, nothing now is more important than the war effort. Our very existence as a nation depends on that and the speed with which it is carried out. The statement has been made that we are only ankle deep in this war. Nothing truer has been said. We must wade in with all we have at home and abroad, if we expect to win the war as soon as it can be won. A great deal has been accomplished, but not nearly enough, not nearly enough to ensure success and victory. For years, our enemies have planned this brutal assault upon the rest of the world. For years, they have been accumulating vast arsenals of arms and weapons of war. Now the great resources of America have gone into war production, and we can see our way clear. In the past months, our factories have been producing tremendous amounts of the instruments of war. The immediate months ahead will be the most crucial of the entire war, and on our ability to become a veritable arsenal of democracy depends the fate of millions of human beings everywhere. In the coming months, we must translate into reality the production goals which only a year ago were deemed fantastic and impossible of attainment. We cannot and we will not be satisfied until the crushing effect of the American efforts results in utter destruction of our enemies. We and our children must live in a world liberated from the forces of darkness and oppression, forces which now enslave and terrorize so many nations. These nations will rise again to take their rightful place in a world dedicated to freedom and honor among men, if we Americans do our job. It is now time for every one of us to realize that the sacrifices that have been made in the past are as nothing to those that must be made now. Sacrifices must be made by industry. There can be no more business as usual. There can be no more profits as usual. Industry, all industry, must be directed to the same single purpose, victory. Manipulations to gain supremacy and monopoly in special fields must be forgotten. The war cannot be used as a tool or a lever by any group to gain undue advantages or privileges. Sacrifices must be made by labor. Labor will have to work longer and harder hours. There must be no strikes. The right of labor to strike is denied by no man. But an America victorious is labor's only guarantee of the rights in the future. Labor must do its part in bringing home to the nations of the world that we are now a united people. Labor's rank and file are as patriotic citizens as we have, and they are anxious and willing to do their part. Labor must produce constructive leadership to see that they do just that. I have confidence in the laboring man, and I know that he will do his part. Strikes in wartime cannot be tolerated. America's answer to the enemy is not confined to the production lines alone. No group is contributing more to the successful prosecution of this war than the American farmer. Upon his ability to raise larger crops than ever before will depend in great measure the success of our war program. Not only must we feed our fighting men and our civilian population, but we must also be the food supplier for the United Nations. Our farmers are working with untiring energy to ensure that these objectives will be met. Added to these groups, the shopkeeper, the housewife, every single American must do his and her share, must work and toil and sacrifice so that America may emerge victorious and so that we may preserve our democratic way of life.
Thank you, Senator Truman. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the Honorable Harry S. Truman, United States Senator from Missouri, who spoke to you from our studios through KMBC's own transcribing facilities.